looking it up.
Oops. What do you have it as, by the way?
8723 East Montecito.
Good.
I just kept...
And it's M-O-N-T-E-C-I-T-O,
I had
right?
I a different address in there, and I left the numbers in there, and it kept putting it in.
Things.
It's all good. I got it.
Gotta love a thing, huh?
I'm in there to help you. I apologize.
No. Dude, I got a freaking coupon I didn't even know about. I'm just hoping to heck that there are not cars in the driveway when we get there. This is that kind of treasure you kind of don't want to get home and go, hey dude, where you been?
You don't want everyone to see your donut? Is that what you're saying? What? Wait, I'm lost.
Oh.
With what you're saying, sorry.
Well, I'm
paying attention.
I'm
to
going
so, the left hand.
Yeah,
corner.
Sorry. Well, I am getting them for a good cause. I'm not just gonna kill these all at once.
No.
Well, I normally would too, but I'm But you know how it is. You come in with not just a dozen and a half
and
of donuts.
Gonna be like, hey, can I have a donut?
Either that or it's going to be, hey, you can have donuts, or aren't you too fat to have those?
They
won't say nothing, but it'll be that.
I'll be like, no, you're fat.
They'll be like, dude.
Aren't you too fat?
Yeah, they'll go, dude, nice. Nice weight losers. Yay, give me those mothers.
Yeah, whatever. Donuts are good. I bought donuts this morning, but not from Bosa's. Bosa's are good, though.
For now. Those are good.
Wanted donuts. I don't know what the heck I was thinking. They wanted donuts. My daughter wanted baked potatoes.
Wanted what?
Actually, you know what? No one said anything about donuts. It was my idea.
There
so
you go.
I bought bacon and eggs and half dozen donuts. And I didn't need any, but they're just for my kids. And then I made bacon and eggs. And they were eating donuts. So they got donuts and bacon.
Lucky little birds. With a great mother.
And I'm like, wait a sec. I just fed you guys like two breakfasts in one.
With a great mother. Lucky little birds with a great mother.
You guys get, I'm like, how, why the heck did I do that?
Like I said, lucky people with a great mother.
I just wasn't thinking.
Aren't
bacon,
those?
Fat donuts.
Hello.
Get it.
Hello. Great mother.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. How
that
many?
Was a little mishap. It won't happen.
That's the bad part. You better enjoy this one, little birds, because that's the problem with parents, is they're very wise.
No, well, yeah. I love my kids.
I'm joking with you.
I spoil them because I love them. It's bad.
Well, they have added some staff since I was last here, which is a freaking age ago.
What, at the Bosa?
Yes. Bosa's one of those places... I have been there once with my dad, and we actually got donuts there. I was shocked because my grandma was in town, so it was one of those, normally you don't want people, you know, because I'm one of those fat guys that when I go somewhere long, you know, enough, I get the, I go somewhere and they get the, oh, hey, Ben, how you doing? You want your...
Three
Danishes and four bacon and eggs and five don't, you know. And you're just going, no! Ah! No! No! You know? I'll have the salad. Shut up. I'll have the salad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you. Well, and the last time I'd gone here, it was just the Cambodian family that owned it. How wrong, not to be stereotypical or nothing, but you go to a donut place, you don't imagine this little beady Cambodian lady, you know?
Yeah.
You imagine big people, not little Asian ladies. Valley.
What do you mean, like, lived here?
Hmm?
My whole life. I mean,
hey!
I'm a native. I've lived other places, but...
Same here.
I always come back to this...
I'm 32.
...desert.
What is too hot for you?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm used to this heat. I don't like it, but... To it.
Okay, but what's where you're
like
going?
I like the humidity. I think it's cool.
You say what? Huh?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I moved to Virginia and I lived there. I've lived in even Louisiana. I lived in New Orleans. Humidity. Yeah. Whoa. Let's talk about that humidity. Whoa. You can't even breathe.
Screw, yeah. Virginia was bad too. No?
Not as bad as Louisiana because it's surrounded by water. It was.
No, thank you.
I was like. That was actually really heavy humidity.
And you were like, ah, you mean you were like...
I didn't like that humidity, but the humidity where I lived in Virginia because I lived up in the mountains.
Oh, well.
That was nothing.
Okay, but how bad were the winters?
Yeah, that's nice. I love snow.
Dude, are you okay?
I lived in
seriously?
Flagstaff, too.
Are you okay? Seriously?
That's what happens when you're living in a hot desert your whole life. You want to go...
Yeah, I did Denver for a year and ugh, damn near died. Damn near died.
I don't know. I did not care for it. As long as you've got some space heaters going on in there.
Space heaters? Screw that.
Because here's the thing, you can get warm in the cold, but in the hot, you can't get
go in the pool.
You can't get cool. Yeah, but you can't hang out in the pool. I mean, I had a really nice jacket.
Like I said, I lived in Denver for a year, and God was eternal.
The right gear.
Which I did. Of course, I forgot my gloves one day, which was at 0 degrees, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely brutal.
I had my freaking gloves on, you know, to go out to go to work in the morning. The coolest part of the day, it would be like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Freezing.
And then I had to walk and take bus and light rail to where I needed to be. That's bad.
It made me sweat inside my jacket.
Isn't that bad, though? Because isn't that how you get frostbite easily? More easily?
Well, you get wet underneath, and then if you stop moving, then you cool off, and then all that moisture can get really cold, but I don't know. I was good. See, the desert is really dry, and so...
Yes. Beautifully.
It's the evaporation rate is twice the precipitation.
Yes.
So all that moisture evaporates immediately. Even how cold it is, it doesn't matter, because we're living in the desert.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Blessed conditions. I love it. I love it. Where are we at, by the way?
Well, I'm making a ride on Indian school. I'm going to go take it out in the desert and murder it. Just kidding. And then a left on 87.
What, steal my dozen and a half donuts?
Yes, just for the donuts. I'll take out on the res. Pop a cap in your ass.
I speak a little Pima. I probably speak more Pima than the freaking people on the res do. How effed up is that?
I don't know. That's crazy.
I have met so many people from that res, and you give a little Pima. You're like, so you're gonna claim? I mean, this is one of those. No offense, all due respect. Gonna sit here and claim this as yours and be a sovereign nation? You don't even know your own flipping language.
Some of them do, but a lot of them.
The Navajos.
There's a lot of Navajos out there on the Salt River Res and some Pimas. And the Pimas, I don't know. I know there's one tribe that they were like the murderous tribe that like to slaughter
Apaches.
Everybody. Yeah, the Apaches.
That's a San Carlos, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if there's.
The out on the San Carlos and Fort McDowell and all that.
Yeah.
But not like
5:45.
But not like Scottsdale. Not like SCC Scottsdale.
These people still kill people, but they're a little tamer, I guess.
Meaning they used to kill people in pre-Columbian times.
Well, they still stab freaking people every now and then. Steal their money out on the res. They get a lot of calls for cops out there, like cab drivers do.
Yeah.
Anybody can stab somebody.
tribal customs or not. Yeah. And if that's in your customs, then it needs to be a change.
Well, I mean, not just crazy natives will go around stabbing.
Oh, no.
Crazy white people will go around stabbing.
Yeah.
People,
so there's bad people in every culture.
Exactly.
But, I should say there's people that do bad things in every culture.
I won't drive on the res at night.
Really?
Even during the day, I'm cautious because you can pull up to some houses out there that look like shacks. Like, they're not even livable. And four people will come out because they want to go get booze. And these people are living in this, like, it doesn't even look like it has plumbing or electricity. It'll be just like a shack.
But yet it's 105 degrees outside.
And I don't understand how they do it, but they're just so poor. They get all these this money and they just blow it. I don't know, man.
What's that?
I don't know.
Craziness. Yeah, it's the Pimas that are...
They used to be totally different, though. They were skinny and they lived off the land.
Yep.
Now they got McDonald's, tobacco, and alcohol, so...
And casino money.
Yep. And they just... It's like they're very disgruntled. It's in their... It's
at
just kind
what?
Of like engraved in them
at
now.
What?
Well, geez, I mean, all their kids got taken away and put into boarding schools. Their land got
but
taken
But that was
away.
1900.
I know, but look at what it's become of them. And did you know that actually there still are boarding schools, and it's only been about 50, not even 50 years since... Most of the boarding schools.
Yeah, Indian school.
It hasn't even been 30 or 40 years since most of the boarding schools got shut down. See, I actually was I taught sixth grade science. I have a degree in education. So this is kind of like, you know, I've read books and stuff.
Are we here then?
I kind of know what I'm talking about. We are.
Any vehicles?
No, you have the donuts all to yourself.
She's your mother's. Okay.
I'll help you. Nah, I'm going to push you out.
Okay, signing off.